Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. Your sponsor, Luinish Basar Biakosho and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesvav. The Gemara in Amud Aleph speaks about the Rosh Hashanah of the Esrog. And the Gemara says the Rosh Hashanah is on Shvat. Ask the Gemara, we talk about Shvat de Chodoshim or Shvat of Tkufa? Meaning, do we do based on Shvat the month Shvat, based on the lunar calendar? Or are we doing Shvat de Tkufa that goes based on the seasons? And you go, basically 30 days after the Tkufa Stavis starts. So Tosfos on the spot asks, how can that Gemara even have a Hava Amino that we're going based on months? The Bishul of Peirus, the ripeness of Peirus, is based on the sun. And he brings a Pasuk. It says, Mimegis Tvuas Shamish. If so, how can you do based on months? Answers Tosfos, yeah, but it also says, Mimegis Gerish Yerochim. Meaning the Pasuk also refers to months. And also Yisrael Moini Lelevana. Yisrael, we have our calendar based on the moon, a lunar calendar, and therefore the fruits could go based on that. The Chasav Sofer in Orachayim, in Simon Yudalit, brings his thesis and asks, I don't understand. What do you mean based on the fact that Am Yisrael counts based on a lunar calendar? What does that have to do with the fruits? The fruits grow based on the sun, as Tosfos brought the pasuk that says, "Mimeged gvuos shamesh." And Chassidus points out the Rashi explains that when it says "Mimeged gvuos shamesh" refers to the fruits, and when the second pasuk that Tosfos brings, "Mimeged gerish yerochim," refers to the vegetables. So, if we based on the sun, what does that have to do with the fact that Am Yisrael are counting the levana? What's the shares between the two? That's a question of the Chassidus. Answers the Chassidus with a big yisoid. What's brought down in the Yerushalmi in Ksuvis Perek Aleph. The famous Yerushalmi that brings the pasuk that says, Ekro le'loikim elyoin lekel goymer alai. Meaning, I call to Hashem and Hashem completes based on me. And the Yerushalmi says, Bas sholi shonim ve'yem echot. A girl was 3 years old and one day, meaning she reached the age of three, finim lochim beisdin le'abroi, beisdin decide to do ibur shana. They decide to add one more month to the year. So now we find out it's 1 month less. Habesulim choizrim. The besulim come back. Vimlav ain't a besul choizrim. If not, it doesn't come back. Meaning, nature is based on what Beisdin decide. And when Beisdin decide in a month, the whole nature changes. And the Chassidus brings another example to that. A bar mitzvah bocher, whose birthday is supposed to be in Chodesh Adar. Meaning that's when he matures, and that's when he becomes an adult, his body is becoming an adult. But if Beis Din decide to add another month to the year, so his bar mitzvah will be postponed, meaning his maturity date will be postponed, because nature goes based on what Beis Din decides down here. Says the Chasav Sofer, that's the Pshat Tosfos by us as well. Tosfos is telling us, because Am Yisrael, or Moinim Lelevana, they count based on the moon, so in Melee, the nature will change as well. And maybe the fruits, the esrog, will have its Rosh Hashanah based on the months of the moon, not based on the months of the sun. And that's the Pshat Tosfos, says the Chasav Sofer, based on that Yerushalmi. But the Shvili David, Rav David Yehuda Zilberstein, who lived about 100 years ago, wrote Sforim on Psak and Shulchan Aruch. He brings the Chasav Sofer and he asks a simple question. We know that why do we have to do an Ibur year? Why do we have to add a month to the year? We have to have a month in order to combine the month of the moon with the year of the sun. But if the whole nature is based on the lunar calendar, why do you have to do Shana Muberes? Why do you have to add a month? Nature should turn around, should move based on the lunar calendar. So you see from here, says the Shvili David, the only one Chazal specifically said, this boy is not bar mitzvah, or this girl is not 3 years old. Then the nature changes. But if Chazal give you a month, they didn't say this month will be a winter month or a summer month. So there's no necessity to change the nature based on the Kriya of Chazal. So therefore he says that's not Pshat Tosfos. And he goes on to say a different explanation, a more simple explanation in Tosfos. But Kopani, we learn from the Chasav Sofer, that Tosfos over here is giving us the Yesod of the Yerushalmi. The nature is based on what Beis Din decide down here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.